I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's episode, we are going to be looking at some terrible chat-up lines. So if you're not sure what a chat-up line is, then I will explain. It is something you might say to a person you find quite attractive. It's a romantic line to start a conversation. And traditionally, they are quite terrible. Now, I have got some other episodes of this podcast where I give you some other chat-up lines. So if you want to go back and listen to those, then you'll find them if you search in the last couple of months. I'm going to give you 5 new ones today. I would probably say don't use them if you're single and if you see someone attractive. But you can if you like. But they are terrible. These chat-up lines are actually a really good way of improving your English because they have double meanings. A lot of them have double meanings where it could mean 2 different things. So let's take a look. I'll give you the chat-up line, see if you can understand it, and then I will explain it to you. Here's the first one. I'm learning about important dates in history. Want to be one of them? I'm learning about important dates in history. Want to be one of them? Okay. Do you understand this? Well, with this one, it's all about the double meaning of date. Of course, to learn about important dates in history, well, it could be referring to some of the most important moments throughout history. What happened on the 23rd of April, 1845, and what happened on the 4th of November, 1287, or whatever. These are important dates in history. But a date is also a romantic meeting. So, in other words, I'm learning about important dates in history. Would you want to go on a date with me to create another important date? So it's all about the double meaning of the word date. Okay, number 2. Did you just come out of the oven? Because you're hot. Did you just come out of the oven? Because you're hot. This one might be a little bit clearer. So what's an oven? Well, that is the place where you cook food. So, of course, it is very hot. And then the word hot could also be used to describe someone very attractive. Did you just come out of the oven? Because you're hot. Number 3. Life without you is like a broken pencil. Pointless. Life without you is like a broken pencil. Pointless. So here we're looking at the word pointless. What does it mean? Well, the word pointless means without any point, without any meaning. So life without you is meaningless. But a broken pencil, well, the idea here is that it's broken because the point of the pencil, the sharp bit where you write with, it is broken. It is without a point. It is pointless. So a double meaning of the word pointless. Okay, 2 more. Do you have a plaster? I just scraped my knee falling for you. Do you have a plaster? I just scraped my knee falling for you. Okay, so what's a plaster? Well, a plaster is something that you put on a cut. If you cut yourself, you put on a plaster to protect and keep the cut or wound clean. So, do you have a plaster? I just scraped my knee falling for you. Well, to scrape means to cause damage to the surface of something. And so I scraped my knee, I injured my knee falling for you. And to fall for someone means to become romantically attracted to somebody. But if you fall to the ground, then you lose balance and possibly injure yourself, in this case, scraping your knee. So, really, it's a double meaning of the word fall. To fall over, to hurt yourself, and to fall for someone, meaning to become romantically attracted to somebody. And the last one. Feel my shirt. Do you know what it's made of? Boyfriend material. Right. So, boyfriend material basically means that you have the right qualities to be somebody's boyfriend. It doesn't have to be the word boyfriend, it could be girlfriend material, wife, husband material, meaning you have the right qualities to be that type of person. But of course, the word material is also referring to the fabric which an item of clothing is made from. So, do you know what my shirt is made of? Boyfriend material. Okay, so now, do you understand those chat up lines? If not, if you're not sure about some of them, go back, listen again, and see if you can understand it better. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.